Long ago in Ireland, the meat was very rare, and families in the country areas sometimes only got meat maybe Christmas, Easter, maybe another time. And in this case, it was Easter, and they had the ham boiling away in a big pot, and another big pot of spuds, and everybody's looking forward to it. The whole family were ready to get tucked in, and suddenly three tailors appeared. Now, when tailors arrive in a district, you had to put them up and feed them. So the three tailors arrived in, they smelt the meat, and they thought they'd landed in heaven, you know. And they sat down with their knife and fork waiting, and the wife called the husband and said, "You have to get rid of them." He says, "How am I going to do that?" "You'll have to get them out of the house. It's the only time we've got meat." He says, "They're going to eat everything." And so the man, he thought, scratched his head, and there was the little baby. And in those days, babies used to wear long sort of swaddling clothes, yeah. You see. So he went over, the tailors were still waiting on the ham and spuds and butter, and the man of the house started to dandle the baby, throwing it up in the air. And then he went over to the pot, and he turned his back, and he took a spud out, and he shoved the spud up the baby's clothes, and he right over to the pot of ham, and he went, diddly-daddly-diddly-diddly, plop. He says, "Oh dear." "Well, sorry, it's going to be spuds and butter for you."